We'd like to tell you now about an initiative we're starting here at WKAR. You may remember during our live broadcast from the East Lansing Art Festival a week ago Saturday, our interview with Kevin Epling, who is a local guy but nationally recognized as an advocate against bullying. Well, now WKAR is asking area middle school teachers, or students rather, middle school students, to produce their own videos that speak out against bullying. The best ones will be aired on WKAR-TV, and here to explain more about the project is our own Jason Thompson, a multimedia producer with MSU's Interactive Video Services Department. Jason, thanks for dropping by.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
How and why did this project get started? What was the inspiration?
Well, we received a grant from the Capital Region Community Foundation's Youth Action Committee to produce and create awareness about bullying. And basically, you know, we're having a video contest where we get area kids from 12 to 18. It's not actually limited to middle school kids.
Okay.
It's high school as well. And from 12 to 18 to create a 30-second video to say what they have to say about bullying.
What are the parameters as far as the kinds of videos you're looking for, the length of time, that kind of thing?
Really, I mean, it's a creative project, so we want it to be open-ended where, you know, it's we're looking for other voices because we know what we have to say about bullying, but we think there's more out there that they can say about it. You know, I mean, try not to use copyrighted music, and that's pretty much it. 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds.
Right. I mean, that's...
Okay.
Right.
Is Kevin Epling involved?
I've talked to Kevin, and he's always, you know, happy to lend a hand and, you know, talk to me on the phone or whatever, but he's not directly in this project.
Is it known how widespread bullying is in Michigan schools?
It's a little hard to nail down on a day-to-day basis. It has been a problem. I've found some statistics, but, you know, I didn't find a lot of good data behind those statistics. So it's happening. But we don't have a lot of numbers.
Yeah, what about cyberbullying? I mean, we've heard more about that in recent years.
Right, That's a little easier to track down because of the nature of computers and data logging and stuff.
Okay. Is WKAR actively involved in prevention measures aside from this video project?
As far as I know, this is really the first big push that we've got against bullying.
And you expect young filmmakers to bring something to the subject matter that adults cannot.
Truly. You know, kids are in it. They're entrenched. Adults kind of, you know, have all their years of experience to filter out, you know, what's happened to them and how they're thinking about things. And so, you know, the kids are just there and they're learning for the first time and they're getting into their experience of, you know, what it's like to grow up. And you know, bullying is, it's not okay. I mean, that's the name of the campaign.
Bullying is not okay.
It's not okay. I have a flyer here, and
right.
It says, "It's not okay" in big letters to get your attention. Really, if you want more information, you can go to WKAR.org and search for "It's not okay" to find that information.
And more about actually
rules,
entering the competition.
The rules and everything are there on the website, as well as the information about how to contact us for more or...
Great.
Or submission.
Great. Jason Thompson, a multimedia producer with MSU's Interactive Video Services Department. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.